This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
We continue to watch them embarrass themselves on a nightly basis, getting worse and worse and worse. From my perspective, I didn't believe in what they built a year ago. And then they go out there and they get to the postseason and they go on a run. I didn't necessarily love 100% the offseason. I love Soto, but I wanted more. I wanted Willy Adames, whatever, more moves. Same thing with the deadline. And a big part of me never believed, you know, we had this conversation about trading Brandon Nimmo or not really believing in this core. How many years have we had this conversation with Nimmo, Lindor, McNeil, Alonso, and so on? But I gave them the benefit of the doubt because they earned it a year ago. To me, it wouldn't have been fair to bury this team or question this team based off of the way that they played from June on, ironically enough, last year. From June on through the postseason. Even despite my gut beliefs, my core beliefs about this team, I gave them the benefit of the doubt because I felt that they earned it. And here they are now on the verge of an epic collapse and fully embarrassing themselves and the fan base yet again. And if they don't get it turned around tonight, because now it's back home, like minimum, they got to win this series 2 out of 3. There's no reason to believe in this team. They look like a dead team walking right now. Obviously, they've lost 6 straight. Could that change? Sure. But if they don't get a change around now, then I think there have to be massive, massive changes with the infrastructure and the core of this team that was so successful a year ago.
Sal, there's a lot of teams that play poorly over the course of a 162-game season. We've even seen it with the Yankees and other, you know, good teams around baseball. There's a lot of teams that play poorly for a long stretch around baseball, even teams that are good or supposed to be good. There's not that many teams that play poorly for this long that were supposed to be good that really don't look like they care. The Mets don't look like they care.
You know, I think some of them do, but they're not clearly not playing together as a team.
I mean, you see those at-bats in the last inning? You want to talk about going down without even putting your fist in front of your face. Strike three, strike three, strike three.
Oh, dude, you had 25
Good
in a row retired.
God almighty.
I don't know if I can't say that. Like, I'm not going to argue it. I don't know if care is the right word to use. Like, you don't think Brandon Nimmo cares if they win or lose? I really do believe certain guys. I even think Lindor cares if they win or lose. I just don't think that they're... They're crumbling to the pressure. They're not having fun. They can't handle the expectations. They're trying not to lose. They're playing scared. They're waiting for the win to happen. They think they're better than they are. Like, there's a lot of issues. I don't know if care is the right word or not. Maybe it is. Either way, it's unacceptable. And even if they do get into the playoffs as the third wild card and sneak their way in somehow, it's still unacceptable. Big picture, this is not what it was supposed to be this year. So, yeah, they could say, and I could say, that everything's still possible. They could get into the postseason and go on and on. Yeah, they could. There's no reason to believe that's going to happen now. But also that even if they do back in, this is not the type of baseball that Steve Cohen should be expecting from this team. And I guarantee you, he's not happy about it either. I don't think anybody's happy about it, but they better figure out a way to turn it around quick. Otherwise, it's going to get real ugly.
I don't see it is ugly. What do you mean it's going to get ugly? It is ugly. He's lost four games to the Phillies, Sal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give the Mets credit in this regard. At least last night, you got to watch a different movie. At least the Mets had the kindness to give their long-suffering, awesome fans a different script. Instead of coming out and getting beaten to a bloody pulp from the get-go, the Mets at least pretended for a little bit to be interested. They put up a couple of runs, and then they went to sleep. So at least it was a different, same result, same ending, but at least it was a bit of a different script. Dude, this is repulsive. I mean, really, and I remember saying a while ago, like, man, I don't like McNeil in center field. And yeah, when you're scuffling, Sal, these little things add up. When it's a one-run game, it's a two-run game, when the offense isn't there, when the relief pitching's spotty, when the starters aren't giving you depth. You know, in a tie, I think at that point it was 4-3 or 4-4. McNeil took not four, one, three. Not two, yeah. Three steps in. He didn't misplay that by an inch. He misplayed it by 2 feet. And that is one of the – and it's not just McNeil, but to me that's emblematic of who the Mets are. They've got too many guys either playing the wrong spot, not playing well enough, not doing their job. And Mendoza said it last night. I'll give him credit for saying it. But those words are going to follow him to the end of the season. He said, it is my job to turn this around. And if, and we will, it's my job. But if we don't, it's on me. You're right, it's on you. You're the manager, okay? They gave you a lot of talent. We could debate whether or not that talent's slightly overrated, leadership, all those things sound like I've hit really for this entire season. I got it. I like Mendoza. He could be good. Right now, he's the captain of the Titanic, and it's his job to fix it. And if it doesn't get fixed, you got to blow it all up.
I think it's a great point because they should be, like, we can nitpick the talent all day long and say that this guy's not good enough and Stearns, and we will get to Stearns because to me, he's the biggest culprit. Didn't build a team good enough, certainly the pitching staff, all that stuff, playing McNeil out of position and getting away with it until you didn't in a crucial spot. But they, no matter what, however we could debate that, bare minimum, they should be a playoff team. Like, that's not saying anything great. Like, hey, you made the playoffs as a sixth seed. Like, that's not good enough by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
However, they still should do that, and that is on the manager to figure this out because they're not this bad. Nobody's this bad. Like, they, especially them, with that payroll, with that talent, they shouldn't be this bad losing six straight with 3 weeks to go in the regular season while you're trying to get a playoff spot. Like, they're not this bad.
They might be.
No.
Let me tell you why, though.
Come on.
When you play the way they played for 4 months, you kind of are what you are.
But they just swept the Phillies 2 weeks ago.
I understand that, but there's been bad.
They just beat the Tigers 2 out of 3.
I know that they've won.
Like, that's the sport.
I know. There's a lot of it's a very weird season. I get that. And the Mets aren't the only team that are going through the ups and downs, but the Mets are the only team that is good or supposed to be good or is kind of good that is less than 40% winning. Last night they went under. They're right now. Well, you saw the stat. Everybody sees the stat every night since June 13th. The Twins, teams, the Rockies, the White Sox. By losing last night, the Mets are now below the 40% winning threshold since June 13th. So they're winning 39% of the games, which tells me they're not that good, Sal.
Yeah, but you have to count the other months as well.
I'm not saying that you don't.
They were literally the best team in baseball.
And now they're one of the worst. So
okay,
which was longer, the 2 months or the 4 months?
All I'm saying is they're not as bad as losing six straight. Like, even the worst teams win a game here or there. They should bare minimum. You could say they're not very good, and that's fine. You could say everybody could look at the numbers and say the same thing. Are the Reds that good? Are the Giants that good? Are we just which month or week are we going to pick that say that those teams are good?
Well, but hold on a second. It's a different evaluation. At least it is for me, and it should be for everybody. I mean, the Reds have $118 million payroll. Right. We know three guys on their team. The Giants were sellers at the deadline, and they've suddenly found a way to regenerate this. Like, where the Mets are wallowing right now is just unacceptable territory on every measurement.
Understood. I'm not disagreeing with that. All I'm saying is they're not this bad to a point where they shouldn't be a playoff team. That's unacceptable. They shouldn't be losing six in a row. They're at their worst still better than the Giants and the Reds. That's not saying anything. It's not saying they're good. It's not saying they're great. It's saying that they, at the bare minimum, should be a playoff team. The bigger picture issue for me is that they're not at their core, in my opinion, good enough. It's why I was disappointed in the trade deadline where everybody else was giving flowers to Brian Cashman and David Stearns. I was not. I thought both needed more. I thought the Mets needed to change things up. I told you months ago I would have traded Nimmo, proactively tried to trade Brandon Nimmo, in McNeil in the offseason, all this stuff. You had to give them the benefit of the doubt because of what they did a year ago, but now they're again folding, much like they did the same core, kind of the same core in 2022, and to me that's unacceptable. But that's a different conversation than are they good enough to get in the postseason, because all the stuff that you just said, even with losing six in a row, they still have a playoff spot, and there's still 15 games to go. So very easily they could be a playoff team. Again, that's not throwing flowers. That's not saying, hey, great job, guys.
I get the difference. I hear you.
Do you think they're really this bad? You think they're six in a row bad, and they're the Giants and Reds are better?
Honestly, I don't think that they're this bad.
Okay,
I don't. I'm not trying to be unfair to the conference. I don't think that they're this bad, but I also don't think they're that good.
Right.
So the answer is kind of in between. Like, listen, I'm not watching the Giants every night. I know who they traded at the deadline. I know what they got. I know with Devers. Same with the Cincinnati Reds. Small
ballpark.
Look at
their record. Yeah.
You know, but the record's not always emblematic of who you are. I mean, because think about this. The Mets still have a record that's decent, but, you know, it's my... I don't think the Mets are as good as maybe you do. So the record, to me, we both look at the win column. We see 76 wins, but I see a team that's a little less than you do. So that's just personal interpretation. But what worries me and what should really worry the Met fans here is, and I'm going to go back to what I said to start the show, it doesn't really seem like they care. And I know that they do on some level. I'm not saying that they're just punching the clock. Did we win? Did we lose? It doesn't matter. Up 10, down 10. I'm not trying to disrespect them in that way, but I'm certainly not. But there is for some people, winning is oxygen. And, you know, the great teams and the great players have that. And for years now, I've heard, certainly the last year or so, more so, it's gotten louder, that Lindor is the captain. Well, then why isn't the C on his chest? And why isn't he, more importantly, leading this team out of the depth and the plunge that they've taken from the ocean? He's not hitting. He's laughing, you know, like jovial on the bait, like when you're losing. It's a horrendous optic, and I'm not putting this all at his doorstep. But if you want to be the man, because it's not going to be Soto who's going to be a leader. He's the man with the stick. If you want to be the leader to have everybody follow you, then you got to start comporting yourself differently on a baseball field and start sending the signal that you're disgusted with losing. And that's one thing that I see with Lindor. I know he wants to win, but it doesn't seem like he hates losing.
Yeah, I disagree with the hate losing, want to win stuff, or care. What I think is happening is that they aren't acknowledging their reality. So now maybe it's a different way of saying what you're saying. In their minds, they're far better than what the results are showing. And yet they've yet to acknowledge that. Even Mendoza, we're a good team.
Like, saying for 2 months he's been saying this to us.
Well, and then Brandon,
we got the players, we're good,
Brandon,
we're good.
Nimmo, right, Brandon Nimmo, nobody wants to play us in the postseason.
Yeah, okay,
like,
I know.
Lindor, Lindor, everything's still right there. Like, it's all the same messaging. It's not, in my mind, the reality of the situation messaging. They need somebody to go in there and say, hey, guy, like, if I'm Mendoza, my message to them is like, guys, I don't know what you think is going on here, what's happening. This is unacceptable. You could think you're good, and I still do believe in this team, but the way you're playing is unacceptable here. This can't continue. If you think you're better than you are, you're going to find yourself outside of the post. Like, somebody needs to wake them up. Again, flip the table, you know, yell at somebody, whatever you got to do. Call them out. You're soft. You're weak. How do you go down 25 straight outs after scoring 4 runs in the first inning?
Oh, my God.
That's pathetic. Like, what are we doing here? So stop cowering to the pressure. Wake up. So to me, it's a lack of acknowledging the reality, maybe not wanting to face their reality head on because they're afraid of the reality, which is that they're getting dangerously close to being on the outside looking in. I can't say that I don't believe that they care, because I do believe that the majority of the players do care. They just can't figure out their way out of this mess.
Well, listen, we can all play amateur psychologists, and that's what, you know, you and I do on some level of a lot on the radio when we try to diagnose what's up with our teams here. I don't know exactly who's right, who's wrong. What I know is this. The Mets look, in my interpretation, the Mets do not look as if they're putting up any outward signs of wanting to fight out of this. And that is just, in the sporting sense, reprehensible and unacceptable. And you want some evidence? I'm going to give it to you, all right? So you just get your nose kicked to the side and your teeth down your throat for 3 games against the Phillies. You finally show a speck of fight. Right? You score 4. And then, by the way, another Mendoza mistake. You could disagree. That's fine. Pulling Peterson. Dopey move. Wrong move.
I do disagree.
Okay. I got you. Just a wrong move, right? So You now, of course, the lead's gone, and now you got to fight back. You're down 2-6-4 in the last inning. Here's the at-bats you get. This is a team that's fighting. Juan Soto, three pitch. I know the closer's nasty, but the last pitch is up at his helmet. 1-2-3 out. You're in the middle of your order. You're not down two runs, and you have 7-8-9 coming up. You pretty much have the sticks that you want. All right, and then you have Pete, who misses a knuckle curve. Granted, a nasty one. I wouldn't want to have to hit that thing. By 2 feet, almost as bad as Alvarez did earlier in the series.
Agreed.
All right? It was awful. And then you've got Vientos, strike one, strike two, strike three, good night, four games, broom. And it was a check swing. And you want to tell me, whether it's you or anybody that thinks that this team is still fighting, you are nuts. They are not fighting.
So you're saying you think that they've quit?
I think that whatever words you want to use, I think they're accepting their fate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, I just
they look soft.
Yeah, I disagree.
And I said
I
2 months ago, Sal, I said 2 months ago, I don't think this team has any character. And right. I'm not seeing an ounce of it right now.
Yeah, I mean, they got 15 games left to prove it. I just think that they got beat. You know, to me, I wouldn't look at the ninth inning with DeRon, although that was bad. Look at what they did after Lizardo, after they scored four runs. How do you not get on base for 25 straight guys? Like, that is embarrassing. BT and Sal, the fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Jeff is in Oceanside starting us off. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing, guys, today?
Good.
What's up, Jeff?
All right. You know, you guys know I call. I'm a big Mets fan. I've never seen anything like that in my life. They got perfect games after the first inning. Perfect games after the first inning.
After scoring four runs.
It might happen 20
after scoring four runs in the first inning.
Game, but after the first inning, they got perfect games. It's ridiculous. And BT, you called it. Yes, I think they care about winning, but I don't think they care about losing. You're right. Lindor's laughing. They're interacting with the other team on the bases.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see that. I want them to feel like I feel.
Well, yeah, I get it. And now, the one thing, and Jeff, thanks for the call. I really hear what he says there. He wants them to feel like he feels. I think we all want that on that fandom level for sure. That's not always realistic. I want to be fair to the situation. I promise that, you know, it does hurt them because they're the ones who are being embarrassed and they're the ones who put the work in. So again, I'm not trying to disrespect them and say they don't want to win or don't want to compete, although I'm not seeing a lot of fight right now. I stand by what I said before with those at bats, which were pitiful, but it doesn't seem like they are like resistant to losing. It's a fine line. Everybody wants to win. Every player wants to feel the adulation of the fans and the radio shows and the clicks and all the other good stuff that comes with doing well. But it takes a special group to disdain losing. And I don't think this group does.
I know, but that's an odd, to me, that's just an odd, like.
Why? An odd what? Like an odd read?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they've won the majority of the games that they've played this year, number one.
Uh-huh.
They're like, when you're losing six in a row, you look awful. Like, they look like a dead team walking because they're in the midst of a losing streak, a six-game losing streak. To say that they don't care about winning.
Well, I didn't say that. Yeah. I said they don't show a disdain for losing. There's a fine line.
You said it feels like they don't care or show a disdain for losing. Like, I don't know what,
Meaning that they lose it. It doesn't seem like it really bothers them, Sal.
I mean, look, ultimately,
did those at-bats look competitive in the last inning?
No, forget about the last inning. From the first inning on.
No, I know, but those are your
from
guys.
The second inning
that's
on.
Two, yeah. That's 2-3-4. If you're going to make a run, that's the spot. You lost three straight games. Go up there. Those were almost Alvarez at-bats.
They were bad at-bats. Alonso especially, bad at-bat. I get it. But I didn't take from that like, oh, they don't care if they win or not. I think they're in a major rut. They've been embarrassed so far. They're playing horrible baseball, obviously. I don't know if I can say that they don't care about it. Now, do they care to the level of fans? Absolutely not. Like, no way. They go home. They got their millions of dollars and whatever. They're looking forward to the offseason and postseason. You know, some maybe want to play in the postseason. Some are like, all right, well, once the season's over, let's go on vacation. Like, that's just the reality of any professional team or athlete.
Well, I mean, listen, the reason why I say what I say is because the evidence is overwhelming at this point. It's not like, you know, if the Mets were rolling up until this point and say they were like two games behind the Phillies going into the series, right? And they lose four straight. Even if it was as ugly as it was for these four, I'm not going to get on the air and say what I said about the disdain for losing or whatever, you know, everything that I said, which again, yeah. I'll own. The words are out there, tweet it, digital, get on it, whatever. Attribute the quote to me. I don't care. I stand by it because that's what I see. I don't see a team with a pulse. But I wouldn't say that if it was a small sample. It has been 60 to 70% of the season. So to me, at that point, you are who you are. And it's up to them to show us, or at least for me, to show me that I'm wrong, not for me to make excuses or contextualize why they stink.
BT, there is a special announcement here, as there is a partnership now with WFAN and John Boy Media to air a weekly show featuring the Talkin' Yanks podcast. It's going to begin tomorrow at 2 p.m. You can hear Talkin' Yanks with John Boy and Jake. You know that show we talk about? They get Booney on every week. I'm a big fan of Talkin' Yanks and John Boy and all that they do there. So now we are partners with them, and you can catch them out starting tomorrow, 2 p.m. It's going to obviously change the times of that, but tomorrow, 2 p.m., one-hour weekly roundup of highlights from John Boy Media's Talkin' Yanks right here on The Fan.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Welcome to the team. It's going to drop, I think, right at the right time, right as the Yanks get ready for the playoffs. If you follow their work, and you and I have, you know, sometimes you stumble on it. Sometimes you actually see what's going on. Like when Boone pops in, we've referenced that a few times. He's on with them every Tuesday. You get some good stuff. If you're a numbers analytical fan, you're going to get a lot of that stuff as well. So they'll cover the Yankees the way you want them covered, a little bit of a deeper dive in certain regards, and it's a good thing, and welcome to the team.
Yeah, John Boy and Jake, they do a great job of talking Yankees. The whole crew over there at John Boy Media, so we're excited to be partners with them. All right, we'll do Yanks maybe later on. Obviously, the Yanks with a big win last night, and Judge going nuts, and Stanton, and you can do that coming up when we get the Yankees turning point. But obviously, the Mets are still the focus here. Another disastrous performance last night. Lifeless after that first inning. 888-808-1019. And then back home tonight to face Jacob DeGrom. Charlie is calling from Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Boys, I don't know. The 2025 Mets are making me sick to my stomach. I cannot watch it anymore.
I couldn't wait to flip it over to game end to go watch the football game last night. I mean, this team was 21 games over 500 back in June, and what happened in 2 months? It's unexplainable. It's unacceptable with this payroll. I cannot deal with watching it. 4 runs, we looked good last night, and then we go up 22 batteries up, 22 batteries down. What the hell is going on here with this team?
Well, think about it this way, Charlie, and listen, you always bring the passion. You said that it's unacceptable. I agree. You said that it's not explainable. I disagree. And I'm going to explain it to you because it's very basic stuff that we've hit every day. Why are the Mets in the predicament that they're in? Number one, their starting pitching before the young kids got here has stunk. Number two, the offense has been way too inconsistent, way too long of slumbers where they just don't hit. And when you add that up, you're going to lose a lot of games. And then you mix in some volatility, not so much the back of the bullpen, but before that, you have a recipe where there's just too many components of baseball not working for the Mets. It's really that simple.
The one thing with Charlie that I would agree with there is, and I was thinking the same thing last night, and we kind of talked about it yesterday, how baseball hasn't been fun this year.
Yeah, regardless
of where they end up, it's not fun.
Yeah.
Last year's Mets team was lovable. For whatever different reason you want to pick, it was lovable. It was fun to watch from June or end of May on. They were exciting. They were fun to watch, even with the tight race down the stretch, whatever. This year, I can't stand watching this team. I can't stand them. I can't stand this year's Mets team. There is nothing worse than a team that underachieves, especially to the level that they have gotten to. And it's just getting worse. I can't stand it. And I'm with Charlie. I couldn't take it. I wanted to shut the game off. Now, I couldn't do that. I was on, you know, Sportsnet afterward.
I saw you. I saw you.
I can't stand this team. I can't stand that.
I can't even laugh because I'm not feeling great, so I have a cough. If I laugh, I'm going to cough, so I'm trying not to laugh. But I did see something on social media last night that you leaned into that you also said on the air. Your boy Grimace, any movement there?
No, I mean, I'm desperate. I mean, there is an element. That's what I was saying yesterday. Like, no matter what happens, it just hasn't been a fun regular season. But to watch that last night, like, that's not right to any baseball fan, but especially Mets fans who had the success last year, had Soto in the offseason. Like, this is supposed to be in the midst of building a sustained winner, and to be on the verge, again, I still think they're going to make the playoffs, but the way that they look, like, how can you defend the people who said that they're not going to make the playoffs? Like, obviously, right now, the way that it's going, they're a dead team walking, but that is just infuriating to watch. That's not fun by any stretch of the imagination. They score 4 runs. All right, you give it back. You want to get into the Peterson decision, whatever it may be. To go lifeless after the first inning, like, that's unacceptable. That's awful, frustrating baseball. Watching the Phillies dance on your grave and celebrate after a week after sweeping them or a couple weeks after, like, what the hell's going on here? This isn't fun. I can't stand this team.
I don't blame you. I really don't. And now you got DeGrom tonight. And, I mean, it could be a different level of torture if he comes out and spins a gem and strikes out 12. And the Mets do strike out a bit, so it's not off the table, and he's amazing. You know, when I look at this from when I step back and I just look at the 2025 Mets, to me, there's only two people or entities, because it's one of each, that have really done their job. Cohen's done his job.
Right.
And the Met fan has done their job.
Everybody else.
That's it. Stearns has not done his job.
No, he's been culprit number one for me.
I know. Mendoza has not done his job. And too many of the stars have not done their jobs. The fans have done their job by showing up, and Cohen spent the money. He's done his job.
Now, I just want to say, while I agree with you, there is a level of, okay, well, Cohen did his job, whatever. Fans certainly have done their job. The Mets, like, to me, bare minimum, you know, because you could say, well, okay, even with all that, like, Stearns wasn't great to a level of that the team should be a World Series contending team, not a sixth spot or a wild card team. But there is a difference there. So I would get on Stearns for saying you didn't build a team that's good enough. However, they still should be good enough to make the playoffs.
I agree with that.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Like, dude.
They were good enough to make the playoffs before he even made a move, basically, when
understood.
He got here.
So
it's like he took the White Sox.
No. I'm not giving him credit. Okay. What I'm saying is for Mendoza, like, now it's on Mendoza for saying, okay, I could blame Stearns for saying you didn't build a team that's good enough.
I see what you're saying.
But I'm talking about you didn't build a team that's good enough to go win a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But you did give enough. Like, there's enough there to make the playoffs. That's inexcusable by any stretch.
I agree with that.
So that to me is directly on the players and the manager. Unfortunately, he's got got to wear it too. He said it himself last night. Players that are managed. So Stearns is the biggest culprit to me. But ultimately, if they don't make the playoffs, it's not because of the roster. It's because of something else that's gone wrong. The players couldn't do their jobs. They weren't playing together as a team. And the manager couldn't figure out a way to make that happen.
I got a question for you. So sometimes when things go wrong, what I like to do is try to determine and assign levels of culpability, right? We know about Stearns. And obviously, we've talked a lot about Mendoza. We've talked about everything.
Yeah.
But if I said to you, Sal, and you just said you can't stand this team. You can't stand watching
can't stand
this team. I don't blame you. Who's the one player that has bothered you the most this season?
That's a great question. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Frustrated the most?
Yep.
Well, I mean, if you ask me April, May, it was Soto because I was frustrated because he didn't live up to the expectations. Overall, probably the most disappointing season would be Vientos. I know he started turning on a little bit, but he's been the one that where you expected him from a year ago to now, been disaster.
Manaea?
Yeah, I mean, Senga was great, and then he fell off. Manaea hasn't pitched, and then when he's come back, but I wouldn't say like they've made me frustrated or angry. That's why I don't know if it is one individual. Nimmo drives me nuts watching him. Lindor drives me nuts with the inconsistencies. His highs are, he's a stud.
And he's had a bad defensive year this year, too, really for the first time as a Met.
I don't know if any of them individually have made me angry or frustrated me, but I think in total, it's infuriating to watch. You could throw in another. Alvarez has been a boss.
Yeah, like, he has.
Bust. Yep. End of story. Like, we've had this conversation with Volpe, and I remember Carl calling him, Sal, if you call Volpe a bust, why not Alvarez? And I gave reasons then why.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I mean, enough's enough. Like, he's been a you're a big league catcher. Like, you got to get the job done here. What's going on? So there's been a lot of disappointing performances. Helsley probably would be the one most recently that is infuriated me because I really expected more from him at the trade deadline. He's been a disaster. Either way, it's been
a long list.
That's the problem. Just one, BD.
Now it gets tense. The Red Sox have owned them. They have not. It's not like they're losing like close. The Red Sox have embarrassed the Yankees this year. There's no way around it. You got 16 to go. So we all know what the numbers say and where they are in relation to Toronto and obviously very secure in the wild card. But you got to show something this weekend. You must. Do I love the pitching matchups? I don't love Warren Crochet on Sunday night on ESPN Sunday night game. That'll be a fun game. Listen, Sunday's going to be awesome. You got, well, hopefully from a football perspective, you got the Jets and the Giants at one. So however you do that, you do that. And then you got at night, obviously the Yankees and the Red Sox. Mets with a big game coming up with the Rangers. Going to be very, very busy. Heal tonight, Freed tomorrow, Warren on Sunday, as I said. Good bounce back from Schlittler last night, Sal, and wanted to see that, where his last outing was not good. 7 strikeouts over 6. And just 16 to go for the Yankees, who needed that win. They needed to win that game.
Go get the division. That's it. Even losing 2 out of 3 to Detroit, not a big deal. You're not going to win every single series. Go get the division. And this will be the final real test for me prior to the postseason. What they do, they already beat Toronto 2 out of 3. Okay, so check there. At least you showed you could beat that team, regardless of what their broadcasters say. Now you got the Red Sox in that ballpark. Not going to be easy. Going to be a raucous environment.
It's not going to be easy.
You're right there with the Red Sox in the standings. Half game up on them at the moment. Go get the division. Go win this series. Inch your way closer to Toronto. Schedule softens up for the final couple of weeks here.
Yeah.
Division is still right there for the Yanks. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call. Jeffrey's in the Bronx. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Guys, listen. The problem with the Mets is, believe it or not, there's a problem between Soto and Lindor. Hear me out. Remember when Soto hit the first home run? That he didn't throw the picture with that picture of the Mets drew.
Mm-hmm.
That Lindor called him out and said, "That's what we do here." That rubbed them the wrong way.
I thought Marte did that. I thought Marte told him that's what we do.
No. It was Lindor. That's what we do here.
I thought it was Marte.
Marte showed him the way to say, "Hey, this is what we do. Come on, you got to be a part of it," and got him to do it.
Exactly. But Lindor called him out and told him, "That's what we do here." And listen, these players, they're alpha males. You know what I mean? Have you noticed Lindor hasn't been the same this year since Soto's there? Their ego is very big. These people, I mean, it's a problem. I honestly think that with Lindor and Soto together, the Mets can't do nothing. Honestly, I mean, everything is broken.
Let's just say, Jeffrey, that you're right, and thank you for the call, that they hate each other. So what? Like, seriously, like, does that mean, what, you think every player, all the players on every team loves each other?
No.
I mean, come on.
Think about Reggie and Thurman.
So that doesn't mean that they can't have success. I'm not saying that there's not something there, because we talked about this. Those comments a week ago, whatever it was, 2 weeks ago, from Soto, to me, were telling.
About Marte, right?
Oh, God, when he's openly talking about Marte being the leader, and he's not a phony, and he's the guy that ever... Like, to me, that was a direct shot at Francisco Lindor. But let's just say, hypothetically, that Soto and Lindor don't like each other. That should not be the reason for this team not having success. Get over it. Like, go figure it out. Soto's put up big numbers. What's Lindor's problem? Lindor's been inconsistent. Even last year, he was inconsistent. He started out slow and then went on an ultimate tear. He had the biggest hits. Like, Lindor was a monster in the clutch spot, whether it was that home run against the Blue Jays to break up the no-hitter and end up coming back winning that game on 9/11 a year ago, whether it was in the postseason, you know, the Braves, the final day of the year to get to the postseason. Lindor was, he was clutch. He was great last year. He was an MVP last year. He has not been that this year for the Mets.
He hasn't. Now, listen, there's a couple things here. Like, let's, working under this assumption, and I don't really know, wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know. Let's say they really, and it's one thing to, like, you know, not be boys. It's another thing to not like each other. A big difference. Like, I don't know what it is, but let's just say they really, truly don't get along at their core. They're not boys, and they really don't like each other. Well, to me, to pin the Mets' struggles on that is a convenient excuse.
Correct.
That's all it is. Right. It's masking the other issues. It's circumventing the target, which should be Stearns, lesser extent Mendoza, Manaea, and all the other things we hit every single day here on the Fan.
You think the 86 Mets all loved each other?
No, they threw a punch at each other on picture day. They were fighting.
Literally fighting each other.
Yeah.
However,
but they had each other's backs.
Bingo. You nailed it. It gives me goosebumps. However, when they were on the field, it was us against them mentality all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To a point where they'd throw down if they had to.
Like, I remember we could fight each other. Like it was yesterday. Third base with the Reds, Ray Knight, Tom Needham, fewer Dodgers with Strawman.
We could fight
like it was yesterday.
We could fight each other and not like each other all the time,
yep.
But we're certainly going to fight you and beat the snot out of you when we take you on. And the Mets just haven't had that. I don't want to say camaraderie. I don't know. I don't think it would be fair to say that. But, you know, based off of last year, the chemistry clearly is not the same that it was a year ago, where chemistry overtook the lack of talent to have them succeed to the level that they did, in my opinion. This year, they have more talent, but they're not showing that chemistry, that magic, if you will, or even the fight. And you brought it up before. I don't think it's because they don't want to. I just, for whatever reason, they haven't been able to figure it out.
You see, I don't think chemistry, while it's an amazing thing and really hard to substantiate, like you just know it or you don't. And I always say that because we throw it around, but there's no advanced analytical, you know, deep dive on chemistry. We know that. But you know when it's there, you know when it's not. So to me, chemistry is not going to take an average team and make them great. But that's just too much. It can make an average team good. It can make a kind of a weak team competitive. But you know, it's not going to take you up three rungs, is what I'm saying.
Right.
But for this team, but what chemistry should do for a talented team, it should be able to assist in stopping the bleeding quicker than it has for the Mets. The Mets have talent, and again, we could disagree on the level, but they've got talent. Everybody knows that.
I think we're on the same page on that. Like, we could. They have talent, whether it's World Series talent, division-winning talent,
yep.
playoff talent. There are different levels of talent, but they should have enough to bare minimum be a playoff.
Yes, but I just don't know why the chemistry is not spreading its wings here and helping them fly past these moribund stretches. That should be happening.
And who do you put that on?
Probably Lindor.
And who?
And Mendoza a little
Bingo.
Bit. That's his job
Bingo.
Too, man.
It's either the leader or the manager. The manager is the leader, and if it's not just him, then it's going to be the leader of the players.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindor was the leader. I don't know if he's still it. Don't know. He's not the captain technically. You have Soto saying Marte is the leader, but whoever it may be, Nimmo, Lindor, Marte, Mendoza, those guys didn't get the job done. Remember, BT, this is to me the biggest, like, oh, okay, now it makes a little bit of sense. Last year, the turning point was when J.D. Martinez said, hey, to hell with what everybody else thinks. We suck anyway. What's the worst that could happen if we go out there and lose? We're losing anyway. That type leadership. J.D. Martinez, not Francisco Lindor.
I know.
J.D. Martinez, that type leadership took the pressure off and got them to play free and easy. He's not here. Iglesias, another glue guy, he's not here. Soto comes in with his contract and his star power and his ego, whatever, changes the dynamics, the chemistry of that clubhouse. I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just saying it changes it. And the pressure and expectations rise, and there hasn't been that moment literally all year long that somebody put the air in that pressure balloon and said, hey, let's take it easier. It's always, we're good, we're better than this, we believe, we're going to be dangerous, we're good, we're going to get it turned around. And here we are with 15 games to go, and they've been consistently going the wrong way since June.
Here's one thing that, I think you laid that out well, but here's one thing that's unfair, and not everybody's doing this, all right? I'm not saying that elements of this can't be true, but for those of you who are lumping the decrease in chemistry, I don't know how else to frame it, this year compared to last, and you drop it all at Juan Soto's doorstep, get a grip. I mean, it's not Juan Soto's fault that some other supposed, you know, alpha types, right, can't handle their business because this guy walks in and does his business.
Well, there is nobody more alpha than Juan Soto, not on the Mets.
So, like, but think about this. Like, if Soto comes in, all right, maybe he's a little, I'm saying maybe.
That's why I worked with Judge, I think, because Judge.
Yeah, Judge can, it doesn't matter who walks in the room, Judge is going to be Judge.
Judge was the alpha in that room,
and
even
he was
with
the leader.
Juan Soto.
And everybody knew it.
Bingo.
Right? It wasn't like, well, we're going to say that Judge is the leader. You didn't have to because you knew. Here's the thing. When you have to say so-and-so's the leader over and over and over, they're probably not the leader when you have to keep pointing it out, because if you knew it, you wouldn't have to point it out. But the point is, like, when Soto comes into the locker room, massive contract, ego, hopefully controlled in check, which I think that it is. He just wants to be great. He just wants to be a great hitter.
And let him be himself.
Let him be himself.
We talked about that earlier in the year.
You know, let him spread his wings, be himself a little bit.
He didn't want to take those pictures. Let him do him.
Yeah. I mean, it's not up for Soto to, like, change, unless he's just being a complete jerk, which I don't think that he is. He doesn't really have to change how he goes about his job, because the way he goes about his job has been proven to work.
taught.
Okay. But go ahead.
Well, the counter would be, what if he's selfish? Where we talked about
with the third base stealing third base the other day and Pippen on the home run down 9-2. All right, that's a different. But I didn't see that until the other night, really.
But I think you could say that he's just worried about. And again, he's not alone. I'm just countering the argument.
I get you.
So like, if you're in that clubhouse and you see, here he comes. And
yeah, look at Mr. Hot Dog trying to pad the stats. Oh, listen, you don't think Greg Jeffries went through that with the Mets back in the day? There's no doubt. Right. And Jeffries couldn't shine Juan's shoes. What I'm saying though is. And it was with merit, as we discussed it, stealing third base. What are you doing? It's a Bush move, man. Now we know you're padding the stats. But that's the first time I saw that from Juan Soto this year.
I mean, that's egregious.
From that, yes, yeah. I agree. And even the home run, doing the sign, I think it was a 9-2 game at that point. That was a missile. I'm not saying you can't enjoy the trot around the bags. You absolutely crushed that ball. But, you know, it's one thing to maybe misplay a ball in right field or not hustle out a potential ground ball, like a double play. Like, he's had a few little flare-ups this year. But I think that was the first time, to me, visually, it was stat over team result. So, unless it's happened and the players interpret it differently than my eyes tell me, but I usually see that stuff pretty good. And I have not seen that from Soto until the other night against the Phillies. So, if there is a discontent or it's just a little bit of a friction, then it's behind closed doors. Because that's the first time, openly, I thought he was really selfish.
But it also doesn't matter. They got to figure it out. Whether you have a player that's selfish, whether you have egos colliding, it doesn't matter. They got to figure that out, how to get beyond that. And that is on either the leader or the manager. Mendoza knows it. He said it's on him. He's going to get it fixed. Good. 15 games to go. Fix it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.